happened to wonder if it was ever going to get here. It come in from the northwest, and it looked pretty strong on the radars. I could view it, Rusty. I was looking at it on my phone several times, and I could hear the thunder. I thought, come on, baby, get here, but leave the lightning behind. Some folks got 60-mile-an-hour winds and hail, and you know this joint down here in South Carolina, it's good about that, getting hail. Well, I did make one mistake today. I ran over the yard light out there as I went out. We went and got some straw and some chicken feed and unloaded it. And I had four brand new yard lights, and I ran over the dang thing as I went out. I think it's the first time I ever cut too sharp going out on the far driveway, not the one that you come in.
Well, you know, you're susceptible to things like that when you get old like us, you know. You're not paying as close attention as you should there, fella.
Well, I hope that ain't happening with my driving. It's easy to do. You got to pull out farther than what you think. And there's two big culverts there, you know. And they had these for, I don't know, $5-6 a piece down there at Home Depot. And I imagine it was a one-time thing, so I'll probably find it hard to find another one. But I'm not exactly into art, so I don't care. It's just a light on the driveway. But they were prettier than usual. Man, I clobbered that sucker. But there's no repairing it this time.
I was here a while back, went and bought me a set of lights, went to and found me a set of lights to go in my yard to be along the side of the driveway and down the area over there in that place so that I could, have some light out there when I got home at night so I could, when I backed into the driveway, pulled into the driveway, I could see where the little walkway was and I wouldn't run over that or things along that. So, you know, it's a set of six and they were about $40, I think, and that was on sale. So, but they were some of these good quality, and one of them, when I opened it up, one of the bases was broke. So I just called up where I bought the things, and they put me through the person that handles repairs, and they told me what I needed to do, and which was give them where I bought it, how much I paid for it, and what the item number was. And 3 days later, I had in the mail a new replacement part for it. So, you know, hey, that works.
What company was that, Rusty? You try to call Amazon, it's like a nightmare trying to find a number to call them.
If you ever want it, let me know. I have a direct line. I know how to get hold of those folks there. But now, this was, I had bought these not Home Depot, but the other place.
Yeah, Lowe's, yeah. Well, they're pretty good. I'm surprised they mailed you a new one. I thought you'd have to go get it or something, but I'll go back down there and see if they got one, and if they don't, I'll stick something else in the ground. It's not mandatory. It's there, but that far driveway that goes down to the basement, that culvert's a little funny. I had it extended, but I think primarily what I did is I put the light too close to the driveway.
You wouldn't do something like that, you know. Maybe your neighbor would or something, but not you. And, I called the company that manufactured the lights, and they don't have the parts like these because it's a plastic part, and it was it's the casing that held the light part up and connected it to the stub that went in the ground, and they said we'll send you a new one, so they sent me a new one and I got it. You know, like I said, it was here 3 days later. I guess it was 3 days later, two or 3 days later, it arrived, and therefore I had it. So, you know, that's the way it goes. I had to get onto Amazon yesterday and order me a new electric razor. Mine is dying, and it doesn't hold a charge. and it needed new blades. Well, new blades were going to be about $24, and to have the batteries replaced in and reworked was $40. That would have been about $870, and for $34, I bought a new razor. How about that?
Well, I looked at them the last time, and I don't use them, Rusty. I think I had Bernice run and get me one while I was in the hospital, and you could spend up to $150 on those things. But I use the Norelcos, but when you're in the hospital and you can't get out of bed, well, you don't have much choice as to what you use. And I can't stand having long whiskers. It drives me nuts as much as long hair does. She gave me a haircut before we went up north there a couple days ago. And it wasn't that long, but she says it will be time you get back. So I said, go ahead and chop her down. I like it short, especially in the summer. My nephew's got long hair, and it's really beautiful. I mean, he's got beautiful, what color would you call that? Blonde, light brown hair. I mean, it's naturally curly. It's really beautiful. But I told him, playing football and that, I said, I'd lop that off, Isaac. And he said, I'm thinking about it, Grandpa. Of course, you know me, I give him the dickens about long hair anyways.
Well, when I went to my barber the last time, if you remember, I had relatively, not real long hair, but when I saw you last, my hair was, you know, kind of longer than normal. When I went to the barber this last time, I had her just do a buzz cut on me, and you know, and that's what I've got now. So I'm gonna keep it that way for the rest of the summer, and see what goes there, and see whether I want to get it, let it grow long again. So you know, I don't know. It's just like I got rid of my beard, and whether I want to, I probably won't. But you know, those are things we all look at as we go, as we get older. You know.
It surely ain't for looks for me. I don't care what people think about it. I like it short, and it's I just like it that way. I don't like it getting long, especially if it starts growing out around my ears. But I used to get my nephews in trouble back in the old days. They had pretty long hair, not anything out of the ordinary. So Mike, the scientist that lives up in Boston, I went over to my neighbor's and I borrowed a wig from her, and I got a big old hat like you used to wear back in the hippie days, and then I borrowed a roll-your-own cigarette from a guy at work, and took a picture of that, thinking that, well, they'd get a laugh out of it, and I'd never see it again, and my daughter had it hanging in her office there at home for many, many years. And I put a caption on it. Well, if you can't beat them, join them.
Sometimes you gotta do that. So, oh, and it is what it is, you know. And we deal with it and we live with it. That's about all I can say anymore. You just have to, you know, do the best you can with what you've got and hope for the best, as they say.
We stood inspection one day. I'm thinking it was San Diego. And I don't remember who it was, but he was a senior chief or a master chief. And I got a haircut religiously once a week, 50 cents. And you know how the Navy was. And you know that sucker come by me in inspection and says, get a haircut, Ralph.
I had one do that to me, too. I had the officer that was doing the inspection was a lieutenant commander, but I worked for him, and he and I got along just great, and he come along out there, and he was the one doing the inspection that day, and he walked by me, and out of the side of his mouth I heard him say, get that haircut, boy.
What makes you feel really strange at your guts is that you're standing at attention and you can't answer.
All you can do is watch him walk on by.
Yep. I went through boot camp in San Diego, and they'd always face you into the sun, so that when they walked by you, if they happened to walk around you or anything, if you didn't shave perfectly, the whiskers would glow in the sun. They had it all figured out, Rusty.
I learned all of those lessons when I made chief, when I had to inspect the guys that did the work, you know. I had to learn all the tricks of the trade.
Give them a stripe, an instant alpha hotel.
Well, I had plenty of stripes at that point in time, you know. I had my rocker on the top, and I also had by that time I had three of those bars on my arm for the years, so you know I wasn't doing too bad, as they say.
Something to be proud of. My brother, he made Master Chief, and he had all gold stripes, and I don't know if you got to have all four O's or not, but that took a lot to get that. I just had two red stripes. I was just an E5, but I made those in 3 months and 2 days, so that was pretty good.
As a petty officer in 7 years, 6 months, the quickest time you could make it.
Passed that test. He was a personnelman, and he passed that test up until he'd been in 11 years, and he was stationed at San Diego down at the main base, and I was stationed in San Diego on North Island because I was flying out of there. And I went over to his house one day and had supper. He says, "I'm going to get out of the Navy." He says, "I just keep getting those PNAs." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "Pass but not advance." And he'd taken the test, and I'll be darned if he didn't come through, and he made chief. Well, then he made senior chief and master chief real quick. But getting to chief took him 11 years because there was no billets, even though he passed the test every time.
Well, like I said, I was in the reserves, but even in the reserves, they had to be a place for you to be able to take a spot for a chief petty officer as a data processor to be able to be advanced. But I was lucky because they were still strapped for E7s in the data processing rate. And like I said, I made it, and it was one of those things surprised the heck out of me. But it works out, and it all comes around at the end, and I've got my retirement as that. So, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna go find me something. I haven't had any supper yet this evening, and I'm gonna go see if I can find something I really want to eat, and that won't mess up my doctor. Of course, my doctor today, I got to go have a bunch of dental work done after my next little outing. And then after I do that, then they put me on a pill for my osteoporosis. So that was supposed to help build back your bone structure. And you take one of these things once a week, so it helps build your bones back up. So anyway, well, I'll talk to you later. Say hello to Bernice for me, and you behave yourself this evening. I may get on the radio here later and check into the sideband net here at 7 o'clock. I'll talk to you later. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, they. When my brother left up there at Moffett Field, they sent him to computer analyst school, and he did that for the next 9 years for some admiral in Washington D.C. And then Carter made him get out for 6 months before he could reapply, and he went right back to work at the Military Personnel Command there in D.C. Until 2 years before he retired, and they transferred him down to Slidell, Louisiana, and then he retired from there. And but when he retired as a chief the first time, he had good time for each time he re-upped. That allowed him to retire at 18 and a half years and get 20 years credit. So he done all right there and made good money. I think he was a GS 15, I think, out there. but he made good money, but I wouldn't have lived in Washington, D.C. for it after visiting him there. Take care, Rusty. Nice talking to you. W2T in 0GR73.